Today on Inside MLFB, we have Marquise Irvin, wide receiver of the Virginia Armada, formerly of Mercer University and the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Hear what Marquise has to say about his journey to MLFB, what he's looking forward to, and what he hopes to show, and how he hopes to ball out on the field. Inside MLFB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Joining us now on Inside MLFB is wide receiver Marquise Irvin. Marquise, congratulations, man. You're a professional football player on the outdoor field. How's it feel?
It feels good. You've been working some for so long, since you little, since you playing in Little League. So to have a dream to play professional football, it's a dream come true.
Awesome. So, Marquise, you've been playing with the Tucson Sugar Skulls for a bit. Before that, you were Mercer University. How did you kind of go through, how'd you end up? You're originally from Alabama. How'd you end up at Mercer? Then how'd you end up in Tucson? you're traveling a bit away from home there.
Yeah. So coming out of high school, Mercer was one of the first schools that really just showed me, complete love and it felt like home. There was a startup program maybe 2 years before they started recruiting me. And just the pitch and just everything that they stood for at the time, I loved it and I wanted to be a part of it. And that's how I ended up being there. So then from then on, had a good career at Mercer. And then I ended up being the draft and then go the way I planned. So next year was COVID. So that kind of messed up the process of me, everything, trying to get into certain camps and things like that. So I ended up going to Tucson the first year in 2020, but then COVID hit. So then I went back into Tucson in 2021. Unfortunately, I got hurt midway through the season, so I didn't even get to finish the season. So just been grinding ever since. And earlier this year, got a call from Terry Shea, told me what about the league, told me what it was about, told me what he wanted me to come do for him. And I was excited about it and took up on the opportunity.
Awesome. So Marquise playing for the Virginia Armada, Coach Terry Shea, and I think you're being a little modest there with saying you had a good career at Mercer, led the team in receiving categories your sophomore, junior, and senior year. And I remember seeing you play. I was in Macon at the time. So of course you got to go to the Mercer football game because it's Macon. What else are you going to do?
You're right about that.
I remember seeing, and I knew your name sounded familiar when we started talking, and I was like, oh, I saw him play at Mercer, and he balled out. Remember you making plays all over the field. So, he's talked about it, didn't get that chance. You came from an FCS school, getting that shot. Why doesn't the NFL do better with identifying guys who go to smaller schools or different levels? Why do you fall through the cracks? Why aren't you on an NFL roster right now?
I don't know. But I mean, as far as competition, of course, NFL teams are always going to look at the Power Five, the Big Five first, go on down. FCS, I always, my opinion was, as far as athletes, we are much as competitive as the other athletes in the Power Five schools. The only difference is maybe certain linemen are bigger than the linemen that we have, but that's my only opinion on the level of play and the level of players that we have in FCS. But, everything happens for a reason. So I try not to dwell on the situation. Anybody from FCS or whatever conference, they don't make it. They feel like they should have made it or whatever it is. But I definitely feel like I should have made it. But Now I'm here. I'm still pushing and still trying to get on my journey and prove to everybody that I belong in the league. So
awesome. You know, and you're playing for a coach well known for his offensive abilities. Have you started talking to any of your teammates yet on the Armada? You know, I know you guys show up next couple days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually we leave tomorrow. So at least tomorrow. So quarterbacks, most of the offensive guys, skill guys, I'm going to meet up down in Mobile tomorrow, actually. So, I haven't been able to talk to anybody. I just saw that two of the quarterbacks are going to be for the Armada, for my team. So I'm excited about that. So kind of read up on the guys, saw some film, you know. The guys are ballers. So I'm ready to, you know, get chemistry with them and play with them, and I'm ready to have fun out there.
Yeah, so you're talking about Tyquell Fields and D'Angelo Fulford?
Yeah. So, you know, D'Angelo, I know I've heard of Mount Union and heard of the amount of success they always had. So, you know, I know he comes from a winning background already. So he knows how to win. And then Tyquell, I watched his film and just got excited, you know, just watching it. You know, just a real good quarterback. Both of the guys are real good quarterbacks, and just can't wait to work with them.
Awesome. So are you worried about how quick it's going to take you to get chemistry? You know, we hear all the time about quarterback receiver chemistry. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you as a receiver are going to try to do to help, you know, because you've been a pro before, you've played mm-hmm. for the Sugar Skulls, mm-hmm. you know, in the arena. So, you know, a little bit about what it means to get up and come to work every day. Mm-hmm. How are you going to use that experience to help your quarterbacks?
It's all about trust and also just developing a relationship off the field also. That goes a long way when you get back onto the field. It's like anything, like just think about when you're growing up and you're playing with your buddies in high school that you grew up with. With me, the guys that we grew up with in high school, it was like playing with your friends in the backyard because we had so much chemistry. And for this, we're not going to have as much time as that, but at the same time, it's about trust and just having fun out there. I'm going to be able to do my job. And once the coaches and him and whoever the quarterback is, they see that I'm doing that, then I have no doubt that we'll develop that chemistry real fast. So,
awesome. What advice would you have? You know, there's a lot of young guys coming into the league, a lot of young receivers. You're going to be kind of a veteran in the room. Mm. What advice are you going to have for those younger receivers saying, this is what you need to do, this is how to be a pro?
Just set the example. Just come in every day and set it. The advice I would give them is don't worry about certain little things as far as, like, you know, just things that put stress on your mind. Come do what you want to do. You know, you came here for a reason. You came here to put in that work, came here to ball out, came here to get to another level, wherever it is, it goes somewhere else other than MLFB. But just worry about playing football, the game that you love, the game that's gotten you this far. So just go out there and have fun. Everything else will take care of itself. If you put in the work beforehand and put in the work during, when it's game time, everything else will show.
Make sure to get down on the Wins Bet 50 Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Bet $500 on sports or casino before July 31st, 2022. Get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. Multiple entries allowed. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for all of mine. It's a game-changing product unlike anything in the industry. And now you can make money too by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, the number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter in the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2x to over 20x the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, be sure to join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. And be sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. So, Marquise, you know, it's a developmental league. Obviously, you know, it's great to be a pro football player, but it's about developing to that next step. What's the thing in your game? You know, is there one thing that you've really isolated that this is what I need to work on this season? Or if your coach has said, this is what you need to work on to get to the next level?
Route running. Of course, as a receiver, that's the biggest thing everybody looks for. This route running separation, that's really what I've been focused on my off-season workouts. That's kind of been what I've been working on since I've been out of college. But now I feel like I'm way better than I was back then. So I'm just excited to see what I'm going to put on film and for everybody else to see what I'm ready to do. That's the main thing. You can never get too good at anything, I feel like. So and now I'm working on my whole game as a whole, but those are the main things I've been working on.
So your average fan, we see the off-season workout, we see the footwork drills, we see things like that, but we don't really know what's actually going on. We're just like, wow, he's chopping his feet like a typewriter. That must be good.
Right.
What do you actually got to do to get better at route running? Take us through, you know, what's a session look like for you working on route running?
So the basis is, With me and my trainer, Coach Shields, shout out to Fieldhouse Training, by the way. Me and him kind of work on the basics. We like to work on the basics, on the fundamentals of everything. I feel like a lot of times, you know, you see on social media, wherever the case is, whatever they're doing may look cool, whatever the case may be, but focus on the fundamentals. You know, eyes on the ball, feet in the right place, arms in the right place, things like that. And then when it comes to route running, you just got to run routes, I feel like. You can do the cone drills and stuff like that for your feet to get your feet faster and quicker, but be able to have a crisp route or a nice route or just to see certain things when you get in the game, you have to continuously run routes. That's how you get better. I mean, just like anything, you have to continuously do it, and then you – eventually get better and better at it each time. So I just feel like running routes is the main thing for you to get better at route running.
So, you know, you've played a lot of football. What's your best football memory? What's the, you know, when everyone's like, why do you play football? What's the memory that it's like for this?
Just to see the thrill on the fans and my family's face after the game or during the game when they look up, and just the excitement that everybody has in my family, just the love and caring that everybody shows, and that brings, you know, it brings warmth to my heart. I be excited. I want to go harder. And just every week or every time I'm working out or whatever, I just think about that. Think about that feeling. That's one of the best feelings you ever can get. You know, as soon as a player is warming up and they run out before the game, the adrenaline rush that you get, I don't think nothing can match that. I've talked to other athletes after they retired, and they all said the same thing. Like, the feeling before you got a game, nothing can match that feeling. So that's what I love about that. So
awesome. So you're from Huntsville. Are you still living there?
I am. I'm currently right here right now.
So – you know, short jog down to Mobile, but the Armada doesn't play at Alabama, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. And you got family planning to come to any of the games at all, trying to come see you on the pro stage.
Yeah, so Arkansas would be the closest game for my family down here. So I have a lot of family planning on coming to the Arkansas game. But other than that, it just depends. Hopefully, if we make it to the championship game, they'll be down there for that, of course. And that's the goal.
You mean up there? It's up in Ohio.
Yeah. So they'll be there, and then I plan on being there also. So, but other than that, it's just a pain. You know, family's always going to want to come to games, but, you know, travel is kind of high these days, so I understand. So, but yeah, definitely Arkansas is going to be one of the games that all my family and friends are coming to. But we'll see about the others.
Did you have coffee this morning? Where'd you get it from? Grocery store? Out of a can? Some big bucks chain that doesn't care about you as a person? Well, you need to stop that. You need to get some Trade coffee. Trade has roasters all over the country, and they keep 450 different kinds of coffee live and ready to ship every day. There's no one perfect coffee, but Trade's algorithm will help you find the best beans for you and your taste. Trade has a first match guarantee. They're so confident they'll match you right the first time that if they don't, they'll take your feedback. An actual coffee expert will work with you to send you a brand new bag for free. Trade's coffee sends you freshly roasted beans from 60 of the country's best craft roasters. Small businesses who pay farmers fair prices to sustainably source the greatest beans from around the world. Just a couple of quick questions and you'll get your own personalized variety of coffees delivered to you, delivered fresh to you as often as you like. No gimmicks. Trade delivers a bag of freshly roasted coffee as whole beans are ground for however you brew it at home. And they guarantee you'll love it. Your first order, they'll replace it for free. Trade has delivered over $5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping. When you go to drinktrade.com/SGP, that's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP.
So what's that going to mean to you, being able, you know, you talked about that moment, seeing your family's joy. You're going to get to see that look on their face as a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I have. And the process, I'm just going to be thinking about the process. Like you said, I'm a professional athlete. I'm still grinding towards my goal. But at the end of the day, my family always tell me they just want to see what I love to do. And they happy when I'm happy, of course. So I just can't wait for that moment just to see, you know, my family in the stands and seeing the smile on their faces. When I'm out there on the field, I just like, I don't think about, I know football is a business and, you know, but I have fun out there. I dance, laugh, whatever the case may be. I'm focused, but at the same time, having fun because, you know, at any point in time, it's, the game can get taken away from me anytime. So I just want to be able to enjoy every chance I get.
So you talked about the Arkansas game your family's coming to. Mm-hmm. Is there any other game other than the championship game that you're really looking forward to?
All of them.
All of them. Just all getting to them. Be a pro.
Well, I just want to just play everybody. I kind of, you know, all the DBs is out there. You know, they're going to be trying to prove themselves also, and I'm going to try to prove myself. And it's going to be fun. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder. And I'm going to have two on my shoulder. So just ready to, you know, compete and battle. You know, I have a couple buddies on certain teams. But when it comes to that, there's no friends on the field as far as that goes. So just trying to, you know, just competing. I can't wait to compete against everybody. And just every game, every matchup that I get, I just can't wait to just show what I can do and just compete to the best I can.
So you mentioned the championship game in Ohio and your face lit up. Was that just because it's a championship game, or is it because you're going to be playing at the Hall of Fame?
Both.
That's the end goal, isn't it? To not only win the championship, but to get into the Hall of Fame. Have you ever been to the Hall of Fame before?
I haven't. So that'll be my first time.
How many times on that first road trip to Ohio are you going to try to go into the hall? Just the once, are you going to try to go in every day you're there?
Every day they let me. Every day we got free time, I'll probably try to go in there. The excitement of just going down there first to play in a championship game, of course. Who doesn't like playing in championships? That's the main goal that you're playing, you know what I'm saying, for sports. So for me especially, I've never in football won a championship, whole championship. I won it in every other sport but football. So I want that accomplishment for myself. I made it close to semifinals and all that, but I want to actually make it. And then this will be playing at the Hall of Fame. You know, you hear about games and you hear about everything, and you just will see all the Hall of Famers that you looked up to and watch TV, watch football. So I'm just excited to see that. And just, you know, that's what, if I feel like if you're not any athlete, if you're not thinking about trying to be a Hall of Famer or whatever, then, you know, what's the point of trying to play the game? But yeah, so everybody doesn't get that chance to be a Hall of Famer, but that's a goal to push for. So
who's the one Hall of Famer that you really want to see, that you want to go just try to connect with their bust in Canton? You know, who's the guy where it's like, I have to see him?
I feel like the main guy you have is either one or two people I have in mind. Of course, Jerry Rice. I mean, arguably probably one of the best football players we've known. Just the consistency, the effort he gave every day, his work ethic, just everything about him. How can you not like Jerry Rice? And then far as another Hall of Famer, of course, Randy Moss. Those two guys right there changed the game, but Randy Moss definitely changed the game with just his speed, attitude, his everything. That guy was a game changer for sure. So those two guys, but definitely Jerry Rice. That's one of the guys I always looked up to, even when I wasn't playing receiver and I was younger. I still just looked up to him. This being in the league for 20 years and just the amount of accolades and stats and wins he has is incredible. You know, and I feel like nobody's ever going to touch his stats regardless. So, but yeah, he's always been a role model, especially came from an FCS school also. So I looked up to that as well. So, but yeah, definitely Jerry Rice and Randy Moss.
Awesome. So you said you listened to the podcast. Did you listen to the Virginia Beach Councilman Aaron Rouse talking about his experiences playing in Virginia?
I haven't. Did you post that recently, like today?
I think it went up yesterday. No, yeah, it went up yesterday.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to listen to that one yet.
That's okay. You're a busy man. You got a job to get ready for. You don't got time to be listening to podcasts. I don't blame you.
Right.
He talked about how this was going to mean a lot to the city of Virginia Beach, because Virginia Beach often gets passed over for sports teams talking about relocation and expansion. They always say, oh, we're going to Virginia Beach, and then they go elsewhere.
Yeah.
What's it mean to be able to deliver a pro football team to a city like Virginia Beach that's, you know, just never actually gotten to experience that, much like Huntsville? You know, where you're from, you guys, you know, often talked about like, oh, we could move to Huntsville and no one ever comes.
So that feeling for the people that lives in Virginia Beach, I feel the pain. You know, like you said, Huntsville, we always get that. We can maybe move the team to Huntsville, this and that. So it's exciting because I know people are going to come out and watch the team and support the team. So that's exciting. Of course, like, you want to play football, but you also want fans in the stands. You know, that makes the game more exciting. And for your home team, they play harder. regardless of, you know, what it is, they play harder. So I'm just excited about that. But fun fact is, I was actually born in Virginia Beach.
So you're going home?
Yeah. I was born in Portsmouth, Virginia, which is on the naval base. So I was born there and then left. But yeah, so I'm actually kind of going home. So it should be exciting to see, you know, actually where I was born at. Well, I've heard great things about Virginia Beach. So just ready to see and ready for the fans. Hope they're excited as I am to ready to play and watch us come play.
You know, and Councilman Rouse, when you get there, promised a parade if you guys win the championship in Virginia Beach. So he said he was going to try to make a parade happen if y'all win it. So most that's definitely. The first city to say they'll put the parade in the streets for y'all. So you got a little bit of extra motivation for you.
The first and the last. And the other team winning. Just us, man.
There we go. Yeah. So what's the brand of football you and your teammates want to bring, you know, what do you want the fans of Virginia Beach to know about Marquise Irvin as a football player?
I'm going to bring a lot of grit to the game, a lot of leadership, and just a lot of fun. I feel like football is a game. Like I said this earlier, football is about fun. It's a fun game to play. So why would you not have fun out there? Of course, I'm going to be locked in. And knowing my assignments and doing what I have to do, and playing very hard to the last whistle. But I also want, you know, to have fun. Just know that I'm going to have fun and I'm going to interact with the fans and I'm going to be there for them and hope they'll be there for me and the rest of my team. Because we're going to play the hardest that we can because we're trying to excel for also the championship and win, but we're also trying to go different paths. And that's the main goal for this league also. So I don't want that to get out of our teammates' mind either. I don't want them to settle, get comfortable. Yeah, we're playing hard and playing against the other teams, but we want to play against NFL teams one day. So we just want to have that in mind and just grind for that every day. Every day to get that 1% better or 2%, whatever you got, just give it. And we'll, at the end of the day, wherever you got, we'll take it.
Awesome. So – Marquise, anything you want to plug here? Anything you want to shout out before we end our time today?
Shout out to my family. Shout out to my girlfriend, Tierra. Shout out to my trainer, Kelly Fields at Fieldhouse Training. Those people right there, my parents, they, since this journey, they supported me. And I'm here now. I'm not made it yet, but I'm here to a certain point where I'm ready. And I'm ready to show what I can do, I'm ready to ball out. So just I thank all of them again for being right there for me.
Awesome. So Marquise and the Armada open up the season August 9th in Virginia Beach in front of the hometown crowd. I know I'll be there. I hope it's a packed house for y'all.
Marquise, absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a great trip to Mobile and ball out, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Adam. Thanks for having me, too.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Yeah. Nova.